Who would fault the motivation of compassionate people to help those in need? Certainly not I. It is not motivation, however, that we are questioning, but rather the unintended consequences of rightly motivated efforts. Negative outcomes seldom make it into the inspiring reports of service projects and mission trips. This chapter looks behind the scenes at some of the unreported aspects of service. With enthusiasm and energy, my Presbyterian Church missions team laid the groundwork for a partnership with a remote Honduran village. A bishop in that region had told us of their desperate need, an isolated people struggling with daily survival needs. Church leaders determined that this would be more than a 10-day service trip. They would make a long-term commitment to this village, build friendships and trust over time, have a true partnership. This would be both a sensitive and responsible investment of time and resources. On the initial visit, one need became obvious. Water. The village women had to carry water from a supply source miles away, spending hours each day trudging in the oppressive heat. The church could do something about that and had connections with well drilling engineers. The church also had money to cover the costs. This was a desperate need that could be addressed immediately. And the church did so. When the first water was pumped to the surface and villagers filled their jugs with cool, pure water, there was a great celebration. There were cheers and hugs of joy and many gracias, señores. We had changed these people's lives. The following year, however, as the church's returning missioners rumbled up the dusty road toward the village, they observed women carrying water jugs as they had done before. Arriving at the village, the team saw that the well was idle. The pump had broken down, and there was no way to draw precious water to the surface. The ministry team knew what they had to do. They repaired the pump. Soon water was flowing in the village once more. But by the time the team returned the following year, the pump had broken down yet again, and women resumed their toilsome treks. This happened year after year. The village simply waited until their benefactors returned to fix their well. Another remote Central American village had a similar need for water. They, too, were blessed with a partner from the United States. But this Nicaraguan village, unlike the Honduran village, received a mission partner with an altogether different approach to serving. Opportunity International, a Chicago-based micro-lending organization, commissioned a community developer to assist the residents in creating a plan for their much-needed well. She assisted them in finding information on drilling and material costs. She helped them formulate a budget and a rudimentary business plan. She arranged for a loan conditional upon villagers investing their own money from their meager savings. Then she connected them with a reliable Nicaraguan engineer and helped them organize a water commission to set fees, collect water bills, manage finances, and maintain their new utility. Village men provided all the labor, digging trenches, laying water lines, and setting 220 water meters. When the pump was switched on and water surged to the homes, the village erupted with pride. Their water supply...